ladies and gentlemen. It's that time. Funk, soul, and jazz on Urgent FM. Righteous. Funky. Dat Tunes. Sunday from 7 till 8 on Urgent FM. Tune in. Dab out.
Ja, en welkom bij deze Daptunes. Vandaag in Daptunes hebben we een exclusief interview met de Julio Sanchez. En we hebben ook vrijkaarten voor Quantic Soul Orchestra in het depot in Leuven. En we hebben ook vrijkaarten voor de Brooklyn Funk Festival en en we horen hier de Good Merchants met There's Definitely Someone For Me.
Yeah. that coconut phone. And that's, yeah, sure.
JC Davis was dat met Coconut Brown, een uitgave op Quantum en Qualitex Records. En dit zijn de Soul Angels en It's All In Your Mind.
It's all in your mind, boy. It's all in your mind.
Ja, en dit is de Quantic Soul Orchestra met Walking Through Tomorrow. En die band komt de 24e naar het depot in Leuven. En straks geven we daar nog vrijkaarten voor weg. Dus blijf zeker nog even luisteren naar Daptunes.
Well, if you see me, I'll walk into tomorrow. Please don't ask me where I've been. Cause my heart will be heavy with a sorrow.
Ja, een beetje vreemd plaatje was dat North, South, East, West en het nummer heette Anxiety. En ja, voor de mensen die een beetje geluisterd hadden, we geven effectief gewoon een vrijkaartje weg voor Quantic Soul Orchestra. We hebben 5 duo-tickets voor het concert van die band op 22 maart in het Depot in Leuven. En mensen die zo'n kaartje willen, die kunnen gewoon bellen naar de studio. En dat is het nummer 09264-7999. Nog eens 09264-7999. En dit is nog Boare en Den Yep Cheyet.
Thank you.
Ja, en dit is de Roland Louis Orchestra en Play Up. En ja, de vrijkaarten voor Quantic die zijn ondertussen ook allemaal al de deur uit. En deze vrijdag was Jill Peterson, die speelde toen in de Minus One hier in Gent. En wij gingen die gaan interviewen. En volgende week krijgen jullie daar zeker nog een verslag van. Maar vorige week speelden ook de Heliocentrics, die speelden toen in Kortrijk. En die gingen we toen interviewen. En nu geven we daar even een kort verslagje van onze ontmoeting met de Heliocentrics in Kortrijk.
Yeah, this is only actually our fourth live show, this one that you just saw. So I think it's gelling together pretty well. It's getting better each time. It's kind of different each time as well, because there's a lot of improvisational element to what we're doing. But we're gelling together as a unit, you know, so that's coming.
How long have you been playing together, all of you?
A week.
No, I mean, some of us have known each other about 10 years.
What band was that?
Soul Destroyers.
Soul Destroyers? Oh,
before we were called the Soul Destroyers, we played in a sort of funk band with a female singer, and then...
You said it was your fourth live show, but before that you didn't do anything?
We concentrate on recording. I mean, that's what we spend a lot of our time doing, you know, and discovering each other's feel and trying to write different arrangements and that. And, you know, we spend a lot of time. I mean, the album, I can't tell you how many hours went into it. I mean, it's like years. I mean, the album took, you know, 4 or 5 years, really.
We did do a session with DJ Shadow for his last album, the kind of the core of the band, the rhythm section really, and that resulted in some of the tracks that were on the album. I think the opening track, that was us playing, that was one of the singles from his album. I guess he likes what we're doing and he wanted to kind of tap into that, so that's nice, you know, it's good to work with people like that. But yeah, as I said, we're working with some of the rappers now from Stone's Throw, MF Doom and Percy P. We've got some material that's coming out in the near future with them.
And how is this collaboration? How does it work? You just play the music and they find a rhyme?
Yeah, we're recording and producing stuff over in London and sending it over to the States, and they're laying stuff down. It's kind of like a long distance relationship, really. But it seems to be working out pretty well. I'm sure it will lead to a lot of stuff in the future. We're sort of starting with it at the moment, but it's already created some really great stuff, which you'll hear in the near future.
Which, you know, we've all got lots of records and stuff like that. I met Tom in the record shop, we worked in a record shop together, so...
And some of us are jazz teachers, not me, of course, but there are... You know, music tutors amongst the band, you know, so there's a lot of expertise, but I think it's not necessarily about the expertise or what you know, it's how you use what you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we all sort of got a level of trust with each other as musicians that means that we can, you know, when somebody's in a solo, sit underneath it rhythmically or try and take it out there. I mean, that's the name of the album, isn't it? Surprises up our sleeve.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the stuff we're going to be doing now that we've been touring together, I'm really looking forward to, you know, some of the new music we're going to be doing.
Mm-hmm. And is there a direction or?
Not really, no.
Just out there?
No, well, it's not a direction as in one direction, it'll be loads, I suppose. I'm sure Jack's got a great analogy for
who's Jack? Who's
musical
Jack?
Rainbow. This one's good.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's like when. No. I think for me, I don't know, there's this sort of sense that people who are into the same sort of influences old stuff from back in the day, 50s, 60s, 70s, a certain kind of production sound, you know, that doesn't exist so much today. And when you mention stuff like Golden Zeitel and Egon and Us Lot, and you know, there's a scene of people who are into that kind of stuff, you know. So I think whatever we do in the future, we'll have a certain ethic of a production sound, you know, that's rooted back in the 60s probably, and but incorporating a lot more of this unusual stuff, ethnic instruments from all over the world, and a more variation in influences.
I suspect also a very strong connection with Sundra's music.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, yeah, definitely there's a big influence there, you know. I think, I don't know what everyone else thinks, but I think he's definitely quite a figure for us. I mean, his music speaks for itself, obviously, but just the sort of the vibe he was on, really, you know, really such integrity, you know, really living exactly what he was doing, and the same sort of vibe of getting outside, not interested in things like genres and labels and names, but just really finding his own personality within the music, and that's definitely what we're about as well.
Thank you.
Ja, onmiskenbaar Duitse bombast zou ik zeggen. De Peter Thomas Sound Orkester en Raumpatrouille, het Duitse antwoord op Star Trek was dat. En het nummer daarvoor was van Placebo, een Belgische band, een legendarische jazzband onder leiding van Marc Moulin. En dit is weer iets Belgisch eigenlijk, René Costi en NSS1. Ja, René Costi was dat en NSS1. En bij Daptunes is het eigenlijk nog niet gedaan met de vrijkaarten. We hebben er ook nog voor de Brooklyn Funk Essentials. En die komen naar de Cactus Club. En daarvoor hebben we 3 kaarten. En die kan je eigenlijk op dezelfde manier bekomen door te bellen naar het nummer 0926479990. Dus 0926479990. En dit is Alessandra en the Atomic Crocus en Umbilic Contact.
la terre. Je veux découvrir d'autres sphères, partir dans l'infini où brillent les fleurs de la nuit. Je veux aller sur la lune, goûter les pommes de lune. Je veux aller sur Neptune pour y faire une fortune. Je veux aller sur Pluton pour y chanter mes chansons. Je veux aller sur la lune. Je veux m'évader loin de cette planète. Je veux aller m'abreuver dans l'eau d'une comète. Je veux aller sur Andromède, brûler les feux qui m'obsèdent, ou jouer de la guitare au clair d'un quasar. Je veux aller sur la lune, goûter les pommes de lune. Je veux aller sur la lune pour goûter les pommes de lune. Je veux entendre la musique que jouent les rayons cosmiques. Déjà je rêve aux jours où céleste troubadour. J'atteindrai fébrile la singularité de Schwarzschild. Oh, que vais-je découvrir? Les cieux vont-ils s'ouvrir? Pourrais-je y pénétrer, tel autrefois Orphée? Aurais-je atteint le paradis où les anges ont logis? Je veux quitter la terre, je veux découvrir d'autres sphères.
Evariste is dat, de Franse gonzo, zullen we maar zeggen, van de Muppet Show met Pom de Lune. En we zijn in een psychedelische sfeer in aanbeland. Dit is Can en Turtles Can Fly en dat staat op een nieuwe LP eigenlijk met B-kantjes en live-opnames van Can, Turtles Can Fly dus. De Julian Kirch en The Adventures of a Young Cuckoo. En voor wij hier volledig trippend de studio verlaten, gaan we misschien toch even wat rustiger dingen draaien. Connie Price en de Keystones zijn dit. En dat is een band die al 1 LP uit heeft. En nu hebben ze iets nieuws uit op Ubiquity. En dat zijn eigenlijk meteen 2 cd's geworden. Het een zijn de instrumentals en op de andere cd staan dan gewoon de rappers van Ubiquity. Percy P staat er onder andere op. Alu Black, Micah 9 enzovoort. En dit is eigenlijk de openingstrack van de instrumental cd. En dat is International Hustler van Connie Price en de Keystones.
We'll be right back.
Connie Price en de Keystones, dus met International Hustler. En ja, deze Deptune zit er eigenlijk bijna op volgende week. Dus het interview met Charles Peterson dat we zullen uitzenden. En ja, we hebben dan eigenlijk nog één plaatje met jullie. En wat, maar mee kunnen we eigenlijk beter afsluiten dan een beetje Brazil. Geraldo, Vandré en Ora, Gilutar. Tot volgende week.
Já cantou e já dançou, não pode mais esperar, não há mais o que falar, cada dá o que tem. Capoeira vai lutar. Vem de longe, não tem pressa, mas tem hora pra chegar. Já deixou de lado sonhos, dança, canto e birimbau. Abram alas, batam palmas, poeira vai levantar. Quem sabe da vida espera dia certo pra chegar. Capoeira não tem pressa, mas na hora vai lutar. Vem de longe, não tem pressa, mas tem hora pra chegar. Já deixou de lado sonhos, dança, canto e birimbau. Abram alas, batam palmas, poeira vai levantar. Quem sabe da vida espera dia certo pra chegar. Capoeira não tem pressa, mas na hora vai lutar.